Randy, we don't even know what we're going to talk about today, buddy.
Is that better?
Let's call Josh and find out.
Here, start it, and then I'll do that. Are you
recording? Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're going, dude. We've been going.
All right, give me a countdown.
1, 2, 3, go.
I don't believe ladies. How's that look? Can you see the light behind me?
I can. It's glorious. It's beautiful.
Every remote control. I'm a fancy. I'm a dapper Dan when it comes to recording stuff on my.
I like this dark and moody thing we got going on. Is it dark and moody in Texas right now, Randy? I think it might be dark and moody. Yeah,
vicious global polar vortex. Rolling
ladies
blackouts.
And gentlemen. I gotta say, this is what commitment looks like. Randy is in Texas, and Texas is actually frozen. And his power has been going on and off, and he just messaged me like a minute ago, and he's like, dude, power's on, let's go, let's do this podcast. Well, so
the good thing about it is, so some people, they're just out.
Yeah.
But with our area, they're doing rolling blackouts, and they do it on a schedule. So it's like, okay, I get an hour and then I get an hour off. So it's the hour on.
Yeah. All right, buddy. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I just threw up the Hyperion Novus bookshelf speaker review.
Is that the white one?
Yeah, right behind me.
I see it.
It's a fun storm. Speaker, Ron. If you haven't watched the video, you should do it.
I have not watched it. I've been busy filming this. Oh, get out of here.
Have you been busy scooping snow out of your backyard to heat it up on the stove to provide water to flush your toilets?
What is snow? What is that? Hey, have you seen all the have you seen all the videos of the people that are saying that it's like manufactured snow and they're trying to light the snow on fire and it's not melting? Have you seen any of those videos? Sarah was showing me a bunch of those. That it's like chemically engineered snow is what
I've
they're saying.
I've missed those.
Yeah.
Well, technically speaking, snow is chemically engineered. 2 hydrogen atoms, 1 oxygen. Everything's engineered either by us or by nature.
Randy is super smart.
We're just a bunch of building blocks of carbon and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Randy is half man, half amazing. That's what
I'm a man bear pig.
Man bear pig. All right, dude. So
I'm a point. Man bear pig.
Man bear pig. Hey, tell me about those Hyperions. What's the deal with those?
They're awesome. Super flat sounding, good bass, great detail. Fantastic finish if you're into that look.
Yeah.
I think it's a worthy step up from the Emotiva B1 Plus. Very small. Okay. 5 1/4 inch woofer, makes incredible bass, front ported, front slotted, has a cool treble function thing that you can pull the little thing out and it reduces the treble by 3 dB. But I never felt
a little
the need to
jumper?
Use it.
Yep. Okay. Okay. And they're the really tweeter. Awesome. What is the tweeter made out of? Is it a soft dome or
German silk?
Oh.
And that's not hyperbole.
Well.
It is German silk.
Wow. Okay. So a silk dome tweeter. What is the woofer material?
Aramid fiber.
Fiber. Yeah. Well. I'm going to have to take those out and
they're here's the deal though with these. All right? They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're also $600.
Lots of competition.
And I talked to them. I said, listen.
You talked to the speakers, Randy?
I talked to
the Hyperions?
Colin and Dallas over at Hyperion in Oregon.
Yeah.
I said, gentlemen, this speaker is awesome. However, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And they have open box stuff, and open box they're $450, and I think they're worth every bit of $600. But I'm like, this is the first time I've ever done this. I'm like, can you guys do like a discount code, because they're a direct to consumer company? So they did 10% off at $540.
Okay,
you're, yeah, that's pretty solid. If that speaker was $475,
okay,
all day long.
All day long. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, I'll have to check out your review, man. It'll be the first video that I've watched of yours, so I'll have to take some time and do that.
It's on YouTube.
It's on the YouTube networks?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's where it should be.
On my channel, Cheap Audio Man.
With that's an F. F is in Frank Chief.
Chief.
Is what I
Chief
hear you say.
Pam. Pan Audio Man. I seriously wanted to be the Cheap Audio Dude, but
Cheap
that
Gmail dude.
The Gmail account was already taken.
I don't like that as much. I'm glad you ended up being a man instead of a dude.
Well, I'm committed to it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got all the back bumper stickers made up and everything. I can't change now.
Yeah. Cool. You know what I did yesterday, bro?
Went and bought a whole bunch of Blu-ray discs from Walmart because your internet keeps going down.
Yes.
And then you remembered that Redbox exists and you didn't need to spend all that money.
Like, why did I do this? Why did I do this?
Because that's exactly what I just did, Ron. As I'm walking out, there's a guy putting a thing into the Redbox, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's still a thing. I could have just done that instead.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I completely hijacked that. What did you do yesterday?
It doesn't matter now. Let's not talk about it.
No. You're going to tell me.
I pulled a Randy, is what I did.
Like I pulled a Randy. Hamstring?
No. I'll be honest with you. It feels that way today. I gave away my Unify 2.0s. I gave them away.
It better be to me.
No.
I don't have any.
Randy, I don't like you that much, buddy. I mean, I like you, but...
Yeah, if Andrew Jones is watching, apparently we're evangelizing and giving away ELAC speakers to the less fortunate.
You celebrate them, and then you give them to somebody. Yeah, never see them again.
Yeah.
I couldn't...
He still
hasn't
returned my calls.
That's interesting. He's not returning my emails now. That's odd. I wonder why.
So I've been accused of being in the bag with ELAC and now Aperion.
Oh. And,
yeah.
Well, shame on you. Well, shame on you.
I'm like, yeah, I wish ELAC sent these to me. At least other people are sending me stuff. ELAC.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do not have my 2.0s anymore. And I regret it.
Who'd you give them to? First name.
Russ. His name is Russ.
Where's Russ from?
He lives here in town.
Dominican Republic? Yeah. I wonder what the shipping would be on that. What's the import tariffs on that?
Local friend. He texted me. I didn't even realize that he was all that into hi-fi and started making all these, I don't know, bad decisions that were going in the wrong direction. I was like, stop everything you're saying and everything you're doing. Come to my house. I'll give you a pair of speakers and we'll set this right. So.
Well, remind me to catch you in the right mood sometime.
Yeah. Do you want a kid? I have a couple of kids that...
No, I've already given two away.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Dang it.
I'm just kidding. They're at their grandmother's house because we don't have reliable indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Or power. At least, it got cold in here this morning.
Yeah. I'm sure it did, bro. I'm sure it did. Yeah. Here in Phoenix, if it's like 60 degrees, people are wearing parkas or they're not going out
of schools, aren't they?
They're like, this is crazy. Everybody is crazy.
Shelter in place. Shelter in place. Yeah. It's 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Don't open your doors.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
I hope you hoarded some ammunition during the Obama administration.
I did not. I should have, but I do have a mattress out in the backyard, so maybe that will come in handy. I don't know why or how.
I busted out the people are just going to be like, what is just you recording your guys talking about idiocy stuff?
Yes, that is today's podcast. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah. You bet. thanks for coming in today. I appreciate you guys. We're going to talk about nonsense for the next 30 minutes. I had a generator in the garage that I just bought on a whim. It was on sale. And it sat in that box unopened for 5 years until yesterday. Guess what I did?
You fired it up.
TV. Receiver.
Yeah. The necessities.
PlayStation 3. We watched Click by the Adam Sandler classic, Click. A 2006 classic, which incidentally, part of it takes place in 2021.
Really? Wow. Were there flying cars and all that kind of stuff?
No, but it was very futuristic. Nothing like it actually is.
Yeah, not so futuristic. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's great.
Where are we going to segue from here?
What?
What are you reviewing? What are you wearing? Is that the same t-shirt you're wearing on the live stream?
I've worn, yes. This is now, I think, 5 days in, 5 or 6 days. I wait until it falls off my body.
I was totally like joking.
It's like I shed my skin, and then I'm like, okay, I'll put on another shirt.
Like a salamander.
Like a salamander. Let me think here. So the Audio Hungry tube amplifier behind me, I'm reviewing. I'm in the process of doing B-roll for that.
How's it sound?
And oh, it's incredible. Yeah. And it should be. I mean, it certainly should be.
Yeah. What? How much do the tubes alone cost? Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, that's a defense mechanism. This is like intruders come in.
God, that's thick, too. Show me how thick that is. Is that like a block of mined silver?
Steel. Aluminum? Like steel. No, this has got some weight to it. I mean, these guys aren't clowning around. They're not messing around, you know. And let's get real. At $5,000, they shouldn't be clowning. If there was a piece of plastic in here, I'd be like, oh, well, I see what you're doing. Yeah,
I rarely think anything $5,000 is worth it, but that remote looks like it probably set them back a couple hundy.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really nice one-and-done integrated amplifier. Does a lot of things right. Does most things right, I would say. So, yeah, look out for that review.
Is it all tube amplification or is it hybrid?
All tube. Yeah, 5881's in the power section and, yeah, all tube, 100%.
How much are the 5881 tubes? Like if you went out and bought one, what would it cost?
Well, it depends. If you're buying like current like stuff that is built now, then $20-$30 maybe.
Oh, but, okay. So not bad.
Yeah, but if you're like talking new old stock, you know, this is like stuff that was made back then but is new because it hasn't been used, then that stuff can be hundreds of dollars, you know, pretty expensive.
Okay, so let me get this straight. They're manufacturing that tube now.
Yes.
And those are cheaper than the stuff that was manufactured before.
Yes.
Why? Why would someone want to spend more? There are something about the old ones that are better?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. A lot of the tubes in the olden days were made to be...
The olden days.
Back when Randy was a kid, when they were making tubes,
they were made era Russia.
Yeah, they were actually made to be far more durable, and they'd be used even in the military, things like that. They were made,
for sure, man.
Dude, they were made to like stand the test of time, and that's why they're standing the test of time. Is they're still around?
What if you dropped a cinder block on a new one versus a new old stock? Which one would survive?
They're both glass, so I wouldn't recommend doing that. That's not a good idea. I think they would both break and you'd be sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think people can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm correct in saying this, that yes, there's only like two or three actual bona fide manufacturers for tubes, for all the tubes made today.
That makes sense.
And they're just rebadging them into different brands, but it's all Chinese stuff. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have dairy or what's it called?
Something Dairy Queen?
No, sour cream. It's I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, here's my point.
Yeah.
I was in that plant. Daisy brand. Do you have Daisy brand?
No. I feel like you're just making things up now, Randy.
I'm not. It's real. Okay. It's a real thing. Daisy Brand sour cream. If you're in Texas, you'll know it. So I was in that plant because I sold them some other stuff that had to make the sour cream.
Okay.
Guess what was literally on the line next to it?
Hmm.
The Great Value sour cream. Walmart.
It's the same. It's coming. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah. It's, and that's the thing about certain products are made at a certain They're not like going to have a Walmart's not going to have their own sour cream manufacturing plant.
Yeah. No. No.
They're going to private label it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't like Rega Turntable? Isn't there like three turntable companies that they just rebadge the same thing?
The company you're thinking of is Project or Project, yeah, however you say it. And they have make
an awesome phono amp for $200.
Yeah, they make a lot of turntables for different companies. OEM is what they would call it, but
original equipment manufacturer.
Yeah.
I call it private labeling.
Yeah. So that's that. But what else do I have? What are we showing off there, buddy? What do we got there?
Do you ever watch photographer YouTubers?
Yeah.
Jared Pullen, you know him?
Oh yeah, yeah. Fro knows photo.
Yeah. This is an I Shoot Raw t-shirt.
There you go. That's neat. That's it.
That's all.
Dude, I reached out to Nick from SVS, and I said, Nick, I want to play with the Ultra Towers. And he said, okay. And they're on their way. I'm going to play with the Ultra Towers. I'm going to check them out.
Okay, Ron, you got to pay for shipping.
No.
He said, okay, Ron, you got to come over here under the loading dock and put them on a truck.
No, he said, okay, Ron, can Randy pay for shipping? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He will. Yeah. He's Randy Enterprises LLC will cover all of the costs that need to be taken care of.
It's Inc.
Inc. Yeah.
Not LLC.
Yeah. So that's about all I got, man.
Speaking of SVS, guess who owns a pair of Primes now?
Did you buy them?
This guy.
You got them.
Ooh, which brings me to, I think the coveted, celebrated, loved universally Klipsch RP 600Ms may be going to live somewhere else.
Wow. Well.
Yeah. Sorry, Klipsch. They're just,
It's not me, it's you, you know? I mean, you got to have that. It's not me, it's you.
They're great. They are great. But I don't need a whole bunch of similar speakers, some of which do things I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's a beloved speaker.
Yeah.
People will be happy. I will sell it at a very fair price.
Yeah.
I'm done giving speakers away though, Ron, because I immediately regret it after I do it.
Yeah, after yesterday, I'm never doing that again. Yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Did you have a sinking feeling in your stomach when, did he come to you or did you go to him?
He drove over to the house and picked him up. And as soon as he left,
were you just like, what have I done?
It was like one of these things where I'm like, I'm feeling good. And I'm like, this is a nice gesture. This is the right thing to do. And as his hands touched the speaker and he started to pull on them, I was like,
you just punched him, knocked it out of his hand like a bully with a kid. Like the
see
kid
you later, sucker.
Like there's a kid carrying like a whole bunch of books. He's real tired. Yes. Just took the SAT. Ron's over there just knocking it out of his hands.
That's me. You know me well. That's the kind of guy I am. No, man. You know what? In all honesty, he was blown away. And he was just like, dude, are you sure about this? I was like, no. So you should go. Like, you should leave. Like, get out of here.
You know what's cool, though, is like you just put a deposit into like an account, like whenever you're hungry, if he's like local, you'd be like,
oh, bro.
How about you come over here and take me to In-N-Out for like a 4x4?
Yeah.
And some of their soggy fries that taste horrible, but I'm still gonna eat them.
I'll be cashing in real soon. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Remember those speakers? Yeah, we need to put shingles on the roof. Can you be here in 13 minutes?
13 minutes flat. Oh, my goodness sakes. So funny.
What else? I did a Mezze IEM.
The Ray Solos.
Oh, yeah. I finally threw it up there. I know we talked all about it.
Link will be down below to Randy's awesome review. I watched it. I liked it. I agree with 97.9% of it.
2.1% I'm missing, huh?
The sponsor was just off-putting.
I can't remember who was. Oh, it was George's.
Was it the kangaroo?
George's global pandemic masks.
Oh, the pandemic. I was laughing.
I was really proud about that one.
Dude, it was genius. I had to show Sarah, and she's just like, that man is crazy. I was like, I know, and I love him very much.
I put it on, and I could like hardly breathe. And I'm trying to like slow down my breathing so I can talk into the camera like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I couldn't get my breathing down. I'm like, no wonder poor Anakin Skywalker had such a hard time in here.
Oh, that's great.
What else? Yeah. That's too much silence. What's your next speaker?
Next speaker that I'll be reviewing is going to be the secret speaker that I can't talk about.
Ooh.
Because that's got to be out in...
Give me a hint.
March.
Give me a hint. Does it start with an S?
Does the brand start with an S?
Either one.
Maybe. No.
Okay. Is it bigger than a bread box?
Slightly, yes.
Do people even use bread boxes anymore?
Yeah. I got to tell you one thing that was really interesting. I don't know if people use bread box. I think my grandma does.
You just dismissed my question, but go ahead.
I did. But one thing that I thought was interesting is I did a sound clips with commentary with the speaker. Obviously, you couldn't see what speakers they were, and went through the whole sound clips. And one of the things that I gave away was that it is a two-way loudspeaker. Okay, and I mentioned specifically it has a tweeter and two woofers below it. And I asked, hey, if anybody can tell me why I would be nervous about this kind of a configuration, let me know in the comments. And there were many people that nailed it, right? But what's interesting, Randy, is...
I love it when you say Randy. I feel like you're a teacher.
Randy, it's not a two-way.
Get off the desk, Randy.
Get off the desk, Randy.
Damn. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Put down a scalpel.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
That was in English. That wasn't even in biology.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. So I talked to engineers. He called me after I did the sound clips with commentary and after I've already read over all the specifications and all the material that they gave to me. And on the phone, he's like,
dude,
he's like, that's not a two-way. And I'm like,
dude,
what?
Time out. Ron, time out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to edit that, dude. You just literally gave it away.
What did I just say?
You said engineers.
I'm going to have to edit it. Okay, yeah. I'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're still going. I bleeped it out in later in the future, but I just said exactly who it is. So an engineer. I'm such a clown.
Good job, Ron. Way to keep us in suspense. It's really good. Hey, we're having a surprise party for you tomorrow. Make
hey,
sure
do you remember
you're there on time? We're gonna throw stuff at you.
You remember when I said, "Hey, we should do these podcasts live"? The next time I say that, say,
no, "Aren't Ron. You glad we didn't?"
Aren't you glad we didn't?
You might be getting a phone call or an email.
So now that that is bleeped out and you don't know what I'm talking about, still, I will tell you, it's not a two-way loudspeaker.
You're the best.
I know you are the best. Thank you for you got real serious with me. That was.
Well, I thought I picked up on something. I'm like,
I'm glad you did. Here, I thought you didn't even pay attention to anything that I was.
I wait with bated breath every word that comes out of your mouth.
All right. Back on topic. It's not a two-way. It's a two-and-a-half-way.
Is it kind of like the Emotiva T-Zeros? Where the drivers are mechanically optimized to play different frequencies? Or are there three crossovers?
In a 2.5 way, you're going to have your typical two-way configuration, tweeter crossing over to your woofer, and then the woofer below it is only playing up to a certain frequency, and typically it's a low frequency. That's a 2.5 way.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. That's it.
What was your concern?
When you have a tweeter with two woofers, what you need to be aware of is the distance of the acoustic centers, and the acoustic centers would actually be in the middle of those two woofers. And so that crossover point would need to be very low in order for those to sum correctly. And if they don't, you're going to have a hole in the mid-range, and that's not good for anybody.
Is there a hole?
There's no hole. When I measured these loudspeakers, they measured unbelievably well. And that was the reason why.
I like
why,
the way you said unbelievably.
Unbelievably. And that's the reason why I reached out to the mysterious engineer. And I was like, how did you do this? And
just then he called keep me. Saying it. Take a whiteboard and spell it out and then show it to the audience.
and then blur it out later. They'll be like, oh, that jerk. That jerk. It's mean. Yeah, so that will be my next speaker that officially I'll be reviewing.
When is that video going up? Do we know about it? Is that a secret or no?
Mid-March is what they were saying, so mid-March, yeah.
I think we should expect more from you.
Well, I aim to please
some,
and I...
Socks? Review some socks.
You want them, like, worn socks? Is that where we're at with New Record Day?
No, stuff that's still socks. Available.
You know what? I should check on something here. I meant to check earlier.
You don't got any headphones?
Hey.
IEMs? Headphone amps? Nothing?
I promise I didn't set this up. Oh, I shouldn't actually show this. Hold on.
I can't see it.
Okay.
Can you describe it to me?
We just hit 50,000, buddy. 50,000 and two subscribers. This is it. Live. NRD.
How did you 50, know that? 000. Do you have like a thing to make your, does it vibrate when it says 50,000?
I always check in the morning, like my comments, and I just noticed that I was about 20 away, and I was like, I'm going to hit 50,000 today. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So thank
I'm
you
I'm getting
guys.
Close to another benchmark.
Yeah.
And if I go away suddenly, that's because my power just went out because my phone is spinning. Not a good sign, Ron.
Not
sometimes
a good sign.
The internet goes out right before the power goes out.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Refresh. Oh, there we go. Dun, dun, dun. Ooh. Close to a, and it may happen today. You get 50, I get 15.
Ooh, bro, that is no joke. Do you want to hear something, Randy?
Please.
I was actually just thinking about this the other day. And I went back and I figured it out. Do you know how long it took me to hit 15,000 subs?
Week and a half.
3 years. 3 years.
Wow. Well, here's the deal,
dude,
though.
You're doing
YouTube
great,
was
man.
Kind of a new thing, though, back then.
Well, yeah. Or my videos were awful. I mean,
that can't possibly be the case, Ron.
Well, dude, you're doing great. That's the bottom line.
Well, and I appreciate that. We have a lot of fun over here at the Cheap Audio Man Studios with all the interns and the tomfoolery.
Does Josh work for you? I've always wanted to know. Does he secretly work for you? Did he set up that light in the background? That's Josh. Is he holding the light in the background?
No, that light came from a Walmart, and my good buddy Ron said it's a little hot, and then I threw a white T-shirt over it.
You just bring it down a little bit. You just want a little glow. Just a little glow.
Soft T-shirt. Just throw a white T-shirt over it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we're at 30 minutes.
Do you not want to talk anymore?
I do. I was going to ask you some questions. What is your next speaker review? Is it an ELAC or an Aperion? Because...
Yeah, they pay me. I'm on the take.
You're on the roster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I think it's Fluence Towers.
Okay.
Big boys.
If I remember correctly, you liked those quite a bit. They were doing some cool things.
They have a lot of things to like about them, including their price.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good. Affordable. They're good. Hey, yeah. Tell me about MTM speakers.
MTM.
Yeah. I know it's mid-range, tweeter, mid-range, but like, is Acoustic Center at the tweeter? And what do we need to be careful with those?
You got it. So in the example that I gave earlier of the tweeter, woofer, woofer, well, a way to get around that is if you have woofer, tweeter, woofer, and that's an MTM configuration. And the advantage is that you have now brought your acoustic centers closer to each other, right? There is no free lunch in any speaker design. There's always going to be a sacrifice. And one sacrifice you're going to see is as we move the microphone down or up, we're getting further away from that woofer either down there or the one up here. And we'll start to see.
Vertical off-axis does not do as well.
Typically doesn't do as well unless you're Andrew Jones or Danny Ritchie. Those two guys, based on what I've seen... Actually, I don't even think Andrew does a whole lot of MTMs.
Are
but
they
Danny,
both relief pitchers for the Mets?
Yes. Yes. And I take it back. I don't even know if Andrew messes with MTMs, but I'm sure that if he did, it would be good. But Danny has mastered MTM designs as far as I've measured and seen and heard and spent time with. He's very good at it.
Both of those guys sound like they could play on a baseball team.
I want to see him in a fist fight. I just want to see like a brawl and just be like, go for it.
Yeah. Any weapons? Just bare-fisted?
Maybe like medieval weapons would be kind of fun. Like, why not?
What about a sack of flour?
Give a... like Andrew, you get a sack of...
Throws it in the face of Danny Ritchie, and he's blind, for momentarily blinded, and he's swinging something around, like a length
then
of rope.
We see who the real engineer is. Andrew, you get a sack of flour. Danny, you get a Morningstar. Go.
Morningstar. Do any of them have a pack of trained dogs that they haven't fed for a few days?
I know Andrew likes cats. So Andrew would probably have 20 cats that he would summon. He would do like a conch shell and then summon cats to get Danny Ritchie. This is
Can
a ridiculous
Can you train a house cat, though, to be like a guard dog? Because like you get
Andrew
it, like
Jones
a Rottweiler.
Could, if anybody could do it, it would be Andrew Jones. He would find a way, I think.
Be careful. I got a calico in here. It's vicious.
Did I tell you that he wants to be on our podcast? Should we
he wants to?
He wants
or
to.
Or we're gonna slowly like wear him down till he just is fine.
I think the agreement is I want to be on your podcast without you guys. And then
just him talking and no microphone. You think he would get more viewers if he like just released it on his own? Like I would think this would I think our brand would harm his brand.
Oh, there's no question.
Our brands.
Yeah. We just, maybe this isn't a great way to sell it to him. Hey, we're, especially Andrew. After all the stuff we just said about the.
Andrew, you're the best at making MTM speakers. I've never done that, Ron. Yeah, you have. No, you did it. Remember when you threw a sack of flour in Danny Ritchie's face?
He had a morning star.
What are you talking about?
He was coming at you with the morning star and you sack flat.
And then your trained vicious attack cats, your house calico.
The conch shell. The cats came into the ring. No, you don't.
Declawed. Okay. It's difficult for a declawed calico to be an effective deterrent from thieves.
What is wrong with us right now?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just saying things that come into my head.
Yeah.
Out loud.
That's all I got for you this time around, buddy.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Ron. I'm sure the viewers and listeners are really moving forward with their day thinking this has been uplifting and I have a little nugget or two that I can take away from here.
Yeah. Do you want to leave with a topical topic? Do you want to dive into something?
Like aloe vera?
I just realized it is the Ron and Randy's audio hour. I don't know why I feel the need to end this after 30 minutes.
I think we should end it when my power goes out.
I think we should end it, period.
We
don't do this anymore.
We've got about 3 more minutes. It literally goes out. You can set your watch to it almost.
Oh, my goodness sakes, dude. That's crazy. All right, my friend. You got anything else?
No. I just really enjoy this. Yeah, no, I really do. I think it's so I'm so grateful for being able to do this and for people actually watching.
Yeah.
The podcast, yeah. but everything, really, the whole YouTube yeah. thing.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We do appreciate it. The podcast is available on all the major platforms, and those links you can find down below. I know we didn't cover anything specific. Power's going out at Randy's house.
I'm just kidding. I have it on my remote.
I've got a remote. I can do that too. I can play these games. But
we definitely do a there? Oh, there you go. Hold on. Let's do it together. I'm hitting the wrong button. Oh, now you go. I'm on.
Hi, Randy. Bye, Randy.
We're a bunch of children, aren't we?
We are a bunch of children. Oh, and the kids are awake. Hi, Miss Natty.
A little stealthy.
Okay.
But
all right, we're done here, guys. Hey, everybody. Hey, you want to say hi to people on the podcast? Hello. We're recording right now. You can say hi.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all the children.
I know. Oh,
that looks like a...
Miss Natty. I
got this. Looks like a Pampers commercial.
It's like a Pampers commercial.
No, seriously, your baby's very cute.
She is cute. She's adorable.
Hello, baby.
Yeah.
It's going off the rails, Ron.
All right, we're done here, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, look at that. That's the thumbnail right there.
That's it. That's it. We got it.